We're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Balak, and the Netivot Shalom had began with three questions. He said it seems like the prime sin was the Baal Peor, and that was what the plague was about, and yet Pinchas risked his life for the Znos, for the men going with the women of Moab. And why is that so? And it seems like idol worship is a more weighty sin, even though they're both tremendously weighty sins, but that seems to be a more weighty sin among the two. And also, why is it that Pinchas stood up and not Moshe? So he began by explaining that there are two concepts that are the fundamentals of the service of God. They are the two pillars of Avodas Hashem. And when a person elevates himself in these two concepts, then it encompasses all of Torah and mitzvos. And when he falls, then it also encompasses all of Torah and mitzvos. And these two concepts are the concepts of emunah, one's connection to Hashem, and kedushah, holiness. And he said that emunah, our connection to Hashem, really runs in our veins. That's a concept that's deep down, it's rooted within a person. Whereas the Kedushah, that aspiration for holiness, is something that's much more difficult. And a person's weaknesses will usually begin in the area of Kedushah, and because his weaknesses start there, they can affect his Emunah. But really, when it comes to Emunah, the Emunah intrinsically is within us. That's already deeply rooted in our hearts. The Kedushah is much more difficult. And he showed that this concept is already indicated in the conversation between God and the snake. And being that in this area of Kedushah, the other side, the Sitra Acha, is more powerful, by defiling a person in this area, he then can affect the person's Emunah as well. And if you analyze the verses, you'll find that this concept is very accurately depicted in the verses. Shenemar, if you look at the verses, how do the verses describe the sin of Israel at the end of the parasha? It says, "Vayachel ha'am liznot el benot Moab." The nation began by going for prostitution with the girls of Moab. Vayitzamed Yisrael leval Peor. And then the pasuk says it evolved to paganism, to idol worship of Baal Peor. Hapagam Rishon, where did it all begin? Vayachel ha'am liznot el benot Moab. When they started veering off the path towards the Moabite girls. Shazoi tatzat Bilam, and that was really Bilam's advice. You want to bring them down, we can't do it head on, attacking their holiness versus our, if we try to curse them, it's not going to work. But his advice was, litameh et moach hadat, kedei sheyuchal lifgo me'emunah shelahem. He said, defile them in that area, and then you'll be able to affect their belief. And that's how it happened. They began by going after the Moabite girls, and then it evolved into paganism. Being that the root of the sin, the root of where we were hurting, was with the daughters of Moab. That's why Pinchas stood up to fix the root of the problem. He risked his life over a Jew going with a Moabite girl. He didn't risk his life and start saying you can't bow to the idols, because he knew that at the root of the idol worship was really the desire for the Moabite girls. The root of it all was an area of holiness. As we described last time, the holiness is what leads one to doubts and faith, because the holiness is much harder. And like our sages said, if you want to uproot idol worship, you have to go for the root. If you see that a Jew has problems with his faith, so you have to know there's a root, there's something behind it. It doesn't start with the area of faith. It doesn't start with his belief. Because the nature of a Jew is that he's a believer. Like Hashem said, Hem ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, they are believers. Moshe says, but they won't believe me. God says, no. That's not a problem. In the root of their heart, they're all believers. That's not a problem. V'im b'chol zot olim bo hirurim v'sfeikot b'emunah rachmana litzlan. But if nonetheless, a person finds himself with doubts and he has all kinds of improper thoughts, השורש לזה הוא בפגמים הידועים. Then the root of those thoughts is in areas that are well known, שהם השורש פורי ראש ולענה ממנו נמשכים הפגמים באמונה. They are the root that gives forth to these bitter plants. ועל כן פנחס לא ניגש לתקן את חטא של עבודה זרה. That's why Pinchas doesn't go head on against the idol worship, אלא לקח את עצמו במסירות נפש לתקן את שורש הפגם. But he risked his life to fix the root of where we were faulting. החטא של בנות מואב, which was the sin of the Moabite girls, שממנו נמשך החטא של בעל פאור. That the sin of the idol worship of Peor was really an evolvement of that. Yes, sir.
Now, in this particular case, I think it's fair to say we can see where the root of this lapse in Emunah stemmed from. But you know, many Jews today, let's say, raised, their parents converted to Scientology, and then this poor kid is born, and he's raised a Scientologist. And, okay, now, maybe in his nature, maybe he'll do tshuva, it's in his nature to do tshuva eventually. But can you really say that as he's growing up, as a devout Scientologist or what have you, that the stem of this is in the such sexual lust?
I don't think so, no. That's so not what we're describing. So but he will reach a point in his life where he'll start questioning. And he'll reach a point in his life where he will start saying, wait a second, this doesn't seem right. And at that point he's going to have two choices. And the draw, the attraction that draws him away from Judaism is the lust.
In all cases, it will be?
In general, look, there are always exceptions, but this is a concept that we're learning in Hasidut, but we described in our last class that the Rambam already writes this about Aristotle.
Right.
You know, at the root of it all, a person has his animalistic desires. The strongest one is the lust, the desire for promiscuity. And at the end of the day, that's usually what stands in his way, because deep down inside, he has an internal compass, what we might call a conscience. Every person has that compass, but we don't want to listen to it. Most of the times when a person is faced with a question, he knows what's right, he just doesn't want to listen. And here he's telling us that at the root of it all are these two pillars of Judaism. Torah and mitzvos, they're really byproducts of where we're holding on these two pillars. The holier a person can be, the more his emunah can come to play, because here I'm expanding a little bit on what he's saying. Emunah is within our nature. It's the natural way for us to live. And when we have emunah, then we can see why the Torah's way of life is natural. The thing that gets in our way is that kedusha is difficult for us. If we can work on being holy individuals, if we can work on doing what's right in the area of holiness, in the area of promiscuity, then everything else is really a matter of autopilot. Kedusha is not autopilot. Kedusha is all but autopilot. Autopilot goes down. You want to climb up, you got to work.
That's why if you know you're like me and you were raised eating shrimp, and like, okay, now I'm not going to eat shrimp anymore. So I, like someone who's never eaten shrimp, that's okay, I've never eaten shrimp, I don't even know what it tastes like, it's nothing to me. For me, I like shrimp. So now I have to go, oh, yeah, I can't eat shrimp. Why can't I eat shrimp? I should have any shrimp. So I have to put more effort into not eating.
But they make fake ones. You even did the peel. Yeah.
That's another okay. Holistic desire, though. I mean, it's not lust, but it's...